May 21st, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beautiful Banting Park home. I am joined by my extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who is actually working out of his home studio there in the big, beautiful city of Milwaukee. And my guest this week is Damian Meredith, the founder and CEO of Elite Indoor Air. Did I get that correct, Damian?
Yes, thank you for having me on, Don.
And thanks for accommodating me. This is a special broadcast because with the holiday weekend coming up, we're not give Max a weekend off, give myself a weekend off. And
there was a couple
unfortunately, and Damian too, he has family holiday plans. So really grateful that you could be here with us. And I guess we'll start on a positive side. What are your plans for the Memorial Day weekend?
Well, we're going to sit around. I was planning on going camping, but it's going to be a little cool. So I'm still going to fire up the barbecue grill and enjoy some barbecue.
That sounds terrific. So, and you know, Damian and I, we were both talking about, we both take Memorial Day very seriously. We've had family members serve, mine in World War II, and my father served in Korea. And you know, I think some relatives that served in Vietnam. And neither of us, we didn't lose any family members in battle in the war. And that's essentially what Memorial Day is about, to remember those people first. But certainly we can appreciate the sacrifices that they made. And, you know, I think I'm a big believer in taking time to reflect, to pause at some point to remember those that, gave the ultimate sacrifice, you know, for our country. And I didn't realize, and I've lived in Waukesha for 13 years, but there is a Waukesha World War II Heritage Trail that one could take. And if you go to the Clio, CLIO.com, it gives you a chronological listing of the tour that starts at Veterans Park there on Wisconsin and Maine in downtown Waukesha. And then there's some other kind of these stops that you make along the way with some great stories of sons of Waukesha who'd lost their lives in World War II. And so I think I might try to check that out as time allows. I know my wife wants to go to the farmer's market this Saturday morning, so I think we're going to check that out. But anyway, the main topic, the main event, my fairly new friend Damian, who we met at the Ronald McDonald House, who, as many of you know, is one of my clients. I write grants there. And Damian provides the air filtration systems that scrub like 99% of the air, you know, getting rid of all the bacteria, all the, you know, kind of the harmful, I don't know what the right word is for it. Damian, you can tell us more about it. But before that, we were using a product called Rensair, which was invented in Sweden. And those
May
are like
10th,
big, kind of, they look like oil
Welcome
cans.
To this weekend.
Or like half the size of a gas can.
You're doing
and they're
what
on
you
wheels.
Love. You're living your best
so they're mobile,
life,
but
so
they have kind of an industrial look and feel to them. You may start to see them in more hospitals.
And I guess we'll see you this Saturday.
But Damian's product is very
Saturday
unique because it looks like another. They're small, they're sleek, and they fit anywhere in an office or in a.
Thanks
residential room setting, and they're not intrusive at all.
Safety
like
is everybody's
easy,
responsibility.
It's easy to forget that they're there.
Good mental health
they,
is everybody's
your quality
right.
of air, your quality of life is so much better because of them. And, you know, there's a sad story to this, but it's also inspiring, too. And that's what it's, you know, could you tell us about it, Damian, how it all started with
sure, absolutely.
Company.
Yeah, thank you, Don. And, you know, I always, when I struggle to talk about what's in the air because, you know, it's hard to think about what you can't see, but it takes care of a lot of the contaminants that we don't think about. And I got started in the business, you know, my background is in remodeling. So I had a sense of knowing what mold is and how to deal with it. But, you know, I got started with air purification. Simply put, I was trying to, you know, save my mother's life, really. You know, when the pandemic came along, she had already had some conditions where she had asthma, and she also had a heart condition. And then she had this disease I had never heard of, which was called scleroderma, which you know, when before even having COVID around, just a cold, you know, you couldn't go over to mom's house when you were sick because something like that could be detrimental to her. And so, like anybody at the time, we didn't know what to do. I went looking for the best purification that was out there. And a lot of the times you heard about these things that you would put inside your HVAC systems, you know, and a friend actually gave me a call about the Air and Surface Pro. And basically what he said is that they've got these boxes that can kill COVID, but they can't say that it can kill COVID at the time because it had only been tested against MRSA and, you know, hepatitis and different things that you get in hospital and mold and things like that. Hadn't been tested against COVID. But they seem to like they're going to be doing pretty good. So make a long story short, I ordered up three of these boxes for personal use, not for business. One for myself, one for my sister, and one for my parents, you know, just really to try and see if they worked. And long story short, none of us got sick. But
excuse me.
My mother turned for the worst, and it had nothing to do with COVID.
Okay.
And so she was put into Frater Hospital. Mm-hmm. And during that time, if you remember, everybody was going by playbooks, you know, these playbooks that were coming out on how we're going to handle this new,
new normal, they kept saying.
New normal type of thing, yeah. Right? So while my mom was in there, I spent a lot of time, you know, with my only two people were allowed in the hospital room and two people allowed out, you know, to try and keep down on contamination. So I would only speak to her through, you know, FaceTime. Fast forward a little bit, you know, my mom turned for the worse. Okay. And so they said, hey, we're going to allow you to have 10 people come up and say goodbye to.
Okay.
Her and transfer. So so when I got there, things happened. It was a joyous moment for a moment because my mom actually woke up and she was getting better with what I thought.
Yeah.
And they said to me, they said, hey, Mr. Meredith, you're gonna have to go from we're going from Palatine to hospice. So what that meant is that no longer more people could come in the room. We have to go back down to two people in the room.
Yeah.
So how this all goes to air purification, in the back of my mind, I didn't understand and nobody understood what was going on. But my thought was, I've got these incredible machines at home that would keep you safe from the virus. Why isn't more places have this type of technology? So that's how I kind of got started in this. My mom ended up passing.
Sorry. So it was your mother, not your, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought it was your father, but it was your mother.
Correct? Yes. It was my mother that ended up passing. And, you know, as you go through these things and you're watching the TV and, you know, a lot of people were going through this, you know, I'm kind of a spiritual person. I don't know if any of you are or not. So the thing is that it kind of came to me. It's like, hey, listen, during this time period, if I'm going through this, there's got to be other people that are going through this as well.
Yeah.
And how can I help? So, you know, I started letting people know about the Air and Surface Pro. And through that, you know, one of the first places I helped was my church right here in Waukesha. It was Church. Yeah.
Bridge Church. Okay.
Stood behind me and they wanted to open up. They wanted to keep their, you know, church family. And they got a few machines. Other churches in the Milwaukee area.
Right.
Also, you know, and so I went from there and just by word of mouth, people heard about me and it kind of like flourished into, I started to hear about other things and other contaminants that were not COVID related, mold and stuff like that.
Right.
And so this machine actually helps for that too. And a lot of it in the beginning was trial and error. You like saying, hey, Don, I don't know if this is going to work, but let's put one in the house and try and see if you feel better.
So you can use those machines to do mold testing.
Well, not mold testing. You know, I do separate separate testing for mold.
Okay. All right. Okay?
So I send out to a third party lab.
Okay.
But one of the things is that I get a lot of calls to my office over at Elite Indoor Air is that they're usually calling, because their eyes or their throat or something's going on with their air.
Right. And
so I'm called in to test for mold.
Okay.
But Don, while I'm there, the first thing that you want to do is you're going to want to, you know, find out what's in your air. But the next thing you're going to want to do is how can I get relief from
right.
it?
Right. Yeah.
And so what I do is I just leave one of these machines behind most times at no charge to the customer and let them try it out while we're waiting on their test to come back.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Interesting. So that's kind of how my business plan works. And, you know, it's not a one fix all things. A lot of times we've got to do mold remediation or duct cleaning and things like that. But it's a great first start.
Sure, sure. Yeah, because I was looking on, I was, you know, doing a little research on you, and I saw you belong to one of the BNI groups. It's a business networking group. Do you belong to the one that meets at Maddie's on Thursday mornings?
No, I belong at Mimosa's. It's on Thursday afternoons at 11:30.
Nice. Okay, that's terrific. Yeah, because I knew that the one at Maddie's, they had a mold guy, a home inspector named Scott Lamar, who you might know.
I haven't met Scott
yet. I helped copy edit a book that he wrote about keeping dry basements. That was pretty interesting. And Scott, like yourself, is very passionate about air. And he's known as the deal killer, because he come in and does a home inspection, he does a mold inspection, and he says, yeah, this, you know, it's not up to standards, so don't buy the house until they get the checks right away, you know, like. So it's, yeah, he's earned a reputation for that. But are you in, is leader, are any of your clientele include hospitals or doctor's offices or outpatient?
You know, I've got a few offices. I know private offices that have them. There are some major hospitals that carry our systems. But myself, I know that the Cleveland Clinic is doing a dual blind study on it right now, and open heart surgery and getting rid of bacterias. But a lot of private offices, there's a few chiropractors offices in New Berlin area, massage therapy. There's a chiropractic office up in Saukville area.
Okay.
That are my personal clients. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Cause you figure any of those types of therapy clinics, for lack of a better term, that where there's going to be touching, if it's massage or, you know, the chiropractic, it's important to have those kind of systems, or it's a good idea for those practitioners to have those in their offices or their clinics. So I think that's, that's good that you have that coverage. I'm trying to think what I was going to ask you. Now, your office is in Waukesha and you live in Waukesha, correct?
Correct. You know, a lot of times I say I've got an office on wheels, because very often I don't have people that come to my house. I'm going to come to your house or your office. So, a lot of times my office is a little black van that's traveling around.
Sure. No, that's great. But I think, too, when people can experience it right there in their office and see what the impact.
Yes.
So like in a typical sales pitch, does it allow that time where you can do a test and you can kind of show them what the air looks like currently, or what the quality of their air looks like and how it could be so much better? You know, how does that work, shall I say?
Absolutely. You know, when someone has a problem, normally I'm doing the testing beforehand. And, you know, in the future, I was doing a lot of knocking on doors where I was trying to let people, you know, try this system out. But I've been so busy lately solving problems that... You know, the main thing is show and tell. If I put this thing inside of your office or anywhere, and, you know, like at the Ronald McDonald House, and you're paying attention to the air, you're going to absolutely feel a difference in the air when these things are on. Now, if you have allergies and you're suffering from something, it really affects you when the air becomes better.
Yes. Yeah. And so, because before we were working with Elite Indoor Air, we were working with the Rensairs. We still have those. Like, those are great when families move out and the volunteers clean the room. Like, they bring the Rensair in and they scrub the room for like 20 minutes. And they're portable, but there's only two of them in an 84 room house. And before you came along, we would kind of sign up to borrow them to put, you know, in our office for 20 minutes and And then we'd return it to family services. And now we don't have to worry about that anymore because we have those nice, you know, those nice, the units are about the size of like kind of one of those big, you know, lunchbox, you know, like that the construction guys take to work, those metal, right? It's about that size.
You know what I always say? Yeah, if you picture a volleyball in a box, a brand new volleyball, that's about the size.
Perfect. Yeah, and so you stick it in a corner or under a desk or on top of a counter, and you forget that it's there, but it's always working for you as long as you have it on. And so that's just an added convenience. And also, too, it when you look at the aesthetic of whether it's your home or your office, it doesn't disrupt what it is you're doing. So, and you think of all the different types of offices out there, if it's like a showroom for a floor covering business or a car dealership or an accounting or an attorney's office, you know, there's an image to your office you want to keep, and your products look like they're part of the furniture or part of the utilities that just aren't very noticeable, which is great.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Because some of these things get to be so big, I call them R2D2s.
Yeah, you know? That's what the Ren Sayers were like. Yeah. So, yeah, and they were on wheels just like R2D2. So, how's business in Waukesha for you?
You know, business is never has a slow time.
Okay.
It you know, and I'm getting a lot of traffic. Again, solving problems is my main issue. If someone's got itchy eyes at home and they don't have them anywhere else, that's when you need to give a call to Elite Indoor Air. Have them come in and test it. Have us come test it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, is there interest from like restaurants or any of those other type of retail type of environments where you're getting higher volumes of people coming in or
absolutely. You know, one of the famous restaurants right here in Waukesha, The Coop, is one of my
nice.
They're one of my places. And then one of the other top restaurants over there, Casa Noble.
Casa Noble,
also are one of my customers and nice. You know, believe in keeping their clients safe.
Nice. Oh, good. Well, I'll have to make some introductions for you to some of my friends on Main Street there.
All right. Awesome. Yeah,
because it's a great, you know, like I said, it's a great, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of the testimonials from the customers too that are very happy with your product, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's the main thing. That's the real reward here is being able to help someone. You know, one of my things is that I had a young lady, she's 62 years old. She had been on a rescue inhaler, two puffs every night before she went to bed. And once we just let her try my system inside of her bedroom, she no longer has to wake up in the middle of the night and use that rescue inhaler. So, you know, things like that, giving people just a peace of mind back is what I really enjoy about it.
Now, I have a snoring problem. It's got worse. You know, we got to have you over to the house sometime then, right? And do a demo. And
absolutely. I think you should try one of these.
I was telling my wife, she's like, when can we get them over here? So, so to be continued. Yes. Max, how are we doing on time here? 2 more minutes. Okay, great. So, does snoring come into play like for bedrooms or?
Depends because I use a CPAP, but there is once that I actually went into a daycare where I placed this inside of daycares and there's this little girl that actually snored like a trucker, right?
Yeah.
And so when I put the machine there, I came back to check up on it and the teacher told me, says, actually about a week after you had the machine in here, I had to go over there and put my hand on her back because she wasn't making any noise at all. And it was something there that was, you know, affecting her allergies. So I don't know if it's a medical thing, but always like before, let's try it.
Yeah.
Give me a free trial.
Yeah. That's terrific. So, well, great. What percentage of your business would you say is residential?
I'd say probably about 95% of my business really? Is residential people that have problems.
Sounds great. Well, we are wrapping up podcast number one. We're going to stick around. We have more with Damian Meredith and Elite Indoor Air and podcast two. We're going to talk more about his very successful business and the impact we're making, as well as what he loves to do in Waukesha as a Waukesha resident. So thanks for tuning in and stick around for podcast 2. Thank you, Max, for all your great work. And thanks for sticking around, Damien, so we can hear more of your story on This Week in Waukesha.
Thank you.